The poet wrote, "They are always thin places, beaches. There are no straight lines, only curves. Even the horizon curves gently, leading to new adventures and unknowns." They can't resist the tendency to clutter things up in the Holy Land. They find a site where something special happened in the life of Jesus, and they clutter it up with a big church or some ornate structure. And that makes it hard for pilgrims to get back to the simplicities of the story. But they can't do anything to the beach, and the pilgrim can walk along the shore where Jesus walked, can stand on the beach and look out across the water and get very close to the story, the moments. Of course, it all started for the disciples on a beach. The call to follow, the summons to go with the teacher, learn his truth, join him on the way to the kingdom of God. Big decisions to be made with the sound of the surf in your ears. A life-altering call. A call that still comes with the same simplicity to every one of us and demands a response. Come and follow me. Beaches can be disturbing places. And it was on the beach that the 5,000 were fed in that remarkable story of the power of Christ to nourish our souls with his truth and challenge our generosity, invite us to share the bread of life whose truth feeds our deepest hunger and whose sacrament brings with it forgiveness and strengthening. 5,000 and more lost and directionless lives looked to him for help and found it. Found abundance, enough left over to fill 12 baskets, not the least, but the fullest of provision. And those who followed him found deep soul satisfaction. And on that day of which we read, when the glimmerings and unbelievability of resurrection firmed into assurance and promise and discovery that swept aside all the failures, overwhelmed the denials and the abject cowardice and replaced them with hope and comfort. Again, they were back on the beach, returning to normal. The gospel train had screeched to a sudden and terrible stop, leaving them clinging to the recollections of their failure. They never quite got it at first. Why should they? It was the last thing they were expecting. But the Lord made himself known there on the beach, as he had in the very beginning, a sweet and fitting circularity. And they begin to understand that this is not a lost cause, that they are not lost causes. And we know that too. Ours is a resurrection faith, where new beginnings are the core element, and where love cannot be conquered, his truth cannot be snuffed out. Ours is a resurrection faith, and we make our journey in his company, inspired by his life in us. They looked in wonder and amazement and joy at the living Lord who stood among them, there on the beach, calling them to win the world, to feed his sheep, to tell his story, to live his gospel, to be his church. There on the beach, they realised that what had looked so terribly like the end of it all, on that bleak hill of death and shame, was so very far from being the end of it all. Just when they had thought it was safe to go back to the old life, new life burst like a fresh dawn into their lives, and they realised that no, the story had not ended as the world had thought, as the world would find out soon. It had just begun. The poet wrote, "Here on the edge of things, between shore and land, between dark and light, between home and adventure, we meet you. Lord, we believe, help our unbelief, as we would venture in faith for you. Leave us not on the beach, but take us to the eternal shore, to see you face to face, the risen and glorious Saviour."